Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined now by Seth Sinovic, friend of the show. Now, it's sad of me to say, former member of Sporting KC, now a free agent. But Seth, before we get into that, Chiefs and Raiders doesn't exactly have the bite to it that it did when we were kids, but still a big one coming up on Sunday, an opportunity for our Chiefs to finish off those Raiders.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Like you said, it's not as big as it used to be, but I'm never rooting for the Raiders, but it's always kind of fun to have them be a little bit better and have these games be a little bit bigger of a deal than they had been in the last, 5-10 years or so.
You know, that's what I said about 90 minutes ago, Seth. I'm like, part of me is like sad that the Raiders lost that game because I wanted to see like this game have something to it. Like, you got the great rivalry games this weekend in college football: Alabama, Auburn, Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota. You even have Steelers and Browns this weekend, which has a lot to it, obviously, because of the way the last game ended between the two. Part of me not ever going to root for the Raiders, but man, wouldn't it be cool if they were 7-4 and this game had all the makings of a classic on Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of, think about it in the, Missouri KU rivalry, and I'm kind of happy Missouri and KU weren't playing for the last however many years in basketball, because Missouri's been struggling quite a bit. I think it just adds a little bit more clout to the games when the rivals are both a little bit more competitive.
All right, Seth, I'm sad. I'm sure you're probably sad, too. A hometown guy. We've seen you in a Sporting KC uniform now for several years, but your option not picked up. Were you surprised, or based on how the season went, was kind of everything up for grabs with everybody?
Yeah, I think I was surprised, but at the same time not surprised. Obviously, I had a disappointing year as a group, and, it's a business, and changes tend to happen when the team's not doing as well. So, obviously disappointed. I'm a hometown guy and had 9 awesome years here, and very thankful for the opportunities that I had. But at the same time, I'm pretty excited for a new challenge and help another team be successful.
You know, I've always wondered how those conversations take place. So tell me, how'd that conversation take place?
As far as what?
Them telling you they weren't picking up the option and all that.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I won't go into too many details, but it's one of those things where we obviously had a disappointing year. There's no sugarcoating that. And, like I said, it's a business. The organization wants to win, players want to win, but, when things aren't going well, it's just a, it's a chance to make changes and try and make make the team better for the next year. And I don't blame coaches or organization for doing what they think is best to win. Obviously, I would love to play my entire career here, but that's not really the nature of sports. I think I'm pretty fortunate to have played in one place for 9 years. You don't see that too often in professional sports, but especially in my hometown, in front of friends and family, and have as much success as we did while I was playing here. I think we won four trophies in my 9 years. It's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun, and I'll be sad to leave Kansas City, but again, I'm pretty excited for a new challenge and a fresh start.
Free agency opens up, you intend to keep playing, and what do you think is the next step? Kind of fielding, hopefully, offers or at least inquiries from other teams?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the MLS system's a little quirky, and there's a lot of different things that are going on, especially with the two expansion teams this year. So we have the expansion draft. There's the reentry draft for players that aren't free agent eligible, and a lot of stuff going on. I think the reentry draft is today, but it's just kind of waiting for some chips to fall and see where players are at, and then teams start to express interest. I've got some interest from a few teams already, and Just going to start fielding offers and see what the best situation is for my family and I.
How much longer do you want to play?
As long as I'm physically and mentally into it and capable, and I'm feeling physically and mentally great right now. So I'm very aware that I'm very lucky to do what I get to do, and I don't take that for granted, and I definitely don't want to call it quits too early and have regrets. But I'm also pretty self-aware and knowing when I will need to hang it up, and I'm just not at that point yet.
Well, good, because we always say, man, even if you're in, like, the minor leagues playing minor league baseball, why give up until you have to, yeah. Man? You can always go into the real world. So as long as you can play and feel good, man, our advice to you is do it as long as you can, because right. You can't go back, my man.
You're not the first people that have told me that, so I'm gonna take that to heart.
What went wrong this year? You've had a little bit of time to kind of reflect, and we've been used to seeing Sporting KC obviously in the postseason. That run kind of came to an end. What can you look back on and say, man, this just didn't go the way we thought it was going to go?
I really wish I could narrow it down to one thing or pinpoint one thing. It's tough to say. I it wasn't a lack of caring or effort or anything like that. I know guys wanted to win. I think we have always had, since I've been here, one of the best groups of guys in locker rooms in the entire league, and that's something we pride ourselves on. And I can't tell you how many conversations I had with Matt Beisler before and after games, just trying to figure out what's going on. And we, for whatever reason, it just never seemed to turn. We had the Champions League at the beginning and had success, but kind of fell out of that, and had some injuries develop and all. I mean, all a bunch of different things, but even with that, we still should have been able to turn it around, and for whatever reason, we couldn't.
How do you, like, as an athlete, turn it around during the course of the season? I'm kind of looking at the Chiefs. Like, they haven't played their best all year, and we're headed into December. How do you flip that switch?
Yeah, it's tough because a lot of it has to do with mentality more than anything. And, when you get into a groove and you're winning a lot and you're confident, things just seem to fall your way, but it's the complete opposite when things aren't going your way, and just seems like anything that can go wrong does go wrong. And guys that don't typically make mistakes are making mistakes because they're not focused or trying too hard. I think George Brett used to say when he was struggling, he used to try easier, because when you try too hard, you press too much, and you start making mistakes and trying to do things that you're not accustomed to doing. So I think more than anything, I think guys were trying a little bit too hard and pressing and, like I said, making uncharacteristic mistakes.
Yeah, I think that's one of the lines I use from George probably at least once a week, a case of the try too hards. And when you think about it, you're like, oh, yeah, try easier. That makes a heck of a lot of sense. But when you're in the moment, man, like, you can't take that advice.
He's not as quotable as Yogi, but that's a pretty good quote.
That is
right?
A good quote, yeah.
For sure, yeah. No, it makes perfect sense, and when you're in the thick of it, it definitely makes even more sense, I can tell you that.
What do you think the Chiefs are going to end up doing?
I don't know. I sometimes I'm thinking the defense is turning around, sometimes I'm not. The thing I'm excited about is, over the past however many years before we had Mahomes, you go into the playoffs and we sneak in sometimes, and you're like, oh, well, we're gonna get knocked out pretty easily, but when you've got arguably one of the best, if not the best, quarterback in the league right now, I mean, anything can happen. Roethlisberger and the Steelers won it a few years back as a sixth seed, just sneaking into the playoffs. Like, why can't that be the Chiefs with a guy like Mahomes?
I agree, man. That's why every time where I sit back and I watch some of these other teams and people aren't talking about the Chiefs, I'm like, God, in my heart of hearts, I cannot write this team off and say they are not going to have an opportunity to make it to a Super Bowl because of the presence of number 15. He changes everything on the field every single Sunday, and I always go back to that Titans game. Even with 17 seconds left, I thought they're at least going to tie this thing and send it to overtime because of the quarterback. Like, I've never seen an athlete that's given me that kind of confidence in a game where you're never out of it and you should never count that team out.
Yeah, absolutely, and they should have tied that game too.
So. Right, exactly. Yeah. He did his part, right? He got him there. Well, Seth, you have a great Thanksgiving, my man.
One of our favorite 15s, amongst many 15s in Kansas City. You're one of our favorites. I'm guessing that whatever team you end up in, that's temporary housing, and your home's still here in Kansas City. Am I right?
That's definitely hopefully the case, at least. Yeah, my wife is from Dallas, and we've always talked about ending up in either Kansas City or Dallas. But yeah, we would love to be back in Kansas City. This has always been my home. It'll always be my home. Sporting's always my hometown team. No matter what happens, I'll always root for them and the guys in that locker room. So no, I will. Definitely be a Kansas City lifer no matter where I'm at.
There you go. Better not be a Dallas Cowboy fan if your wife convinces you to move down there. Good Lord.
I will never be a Dallas Cowboy fan. Okay. I can promise you that.
Perfect.
Seth, don't be a stranger. Right. Thanks for always jumping on with us. We appreciate it. And I know you're going to find a new team real quick.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right. That's Seth Sinovic, now former. I don't like
that. I hate saying that,
I don't
too.
Like saying that. Former member of Sporting Kansas City, but now a free agent.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.